High school is a difficult time for many young people. For Cecilia Torres, those recent years were further complicated as she struggled with depression.
In high school, I struggled with depression, and when I looked for help, I was never referred to a mental health professional. I went to a high school counselor, and they just gave me a short pep talk saying, this is normal, you're young, hormones happen. For other people, it seemed like it was normal, but to me, it wasn't normal.
Now 21, Torres is a youth advocate for Voices, the youth-led services agency that began in Napa and has been an active and growing presence in Santa Rosa since 2009. Their work is focused specifically on transition youth, those who have aged out of foster care or other institutional systems of care and often have extra needs resulting from their background, explains Voices director Amber Twitchell.
They are much more prone to experiencing incidences of trauma. Just having a young person removed from their home is a traumatic incident, let alone everything that's happened to them to get them removed from their home. And we know now that switching group homes a bunch of times causes trauma, and being bullied causes trauma. And so this population is especially vulnerable to the effects of everything that's happened to them throughout their lives.
Voice's newest initiative, says Twitchell, is a partnership with California Youth Connection and local mental health providers to encourage these young adults to choose to seek those services.
The transition age youth group, 18 to 24, are a harder to serve population. When they turn 18, it has to be their choice. And a lot of times these young people have had services imposed on them. So when it becomes their choice, they don't want to do it anymore. So it's our job to help them to understand how important it is that they take care of themselves and get them connected to services.
And people like Cecilia Torres are well positioned to help, especially through one-to-one peer counseling.
The youth-on-youth helping model makes sense to me because youth usually see us, the younger people that are closer to them in age, as friends more than a counselor or an adult telling them what to do. Every time that we have our own past experiences to reach out on, it's easier for us to connect on an emotional level. And there's always that if she got through it, then I could do it as well.
This is just one example, says Twitchell, of the strength and viability of offering youth-directed services to other young people.
We've known from the beginning that if you want to make a huge impact, then you ask the experts. And in our opinion, the experts are the young people that have that direct experience. And we're very lucky to have a generation of young people who are smart and capable and lovable and worthy and willing to step out of their comfort zone to support their peers. And we get a lot of questions like, oh, really? You're going to have a bunch of young people run a mental health service center? Yes, we are, because we believe in them and we know that they can do it. And it's going to be great.
Voices has identified more than 800 youth already in contact with their offices in Santa Rosa and Napa who could benefit from this new program. Twitchell says their goal is to reach 300 of them in the first year of the 3-year initiative. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.